out to Jack tonight. Be there with white on, or bells, or both. Joe Klein has threatened to get a Rick Pitino suit tonight. I wish he would. That'd be so much fun. You got to do it, man.
If I had Louisville's team, I'd do it.
You can get away with almost anything there.
Yeah.
You'd show up in a bikini and get away with it. Yeah. All right, Super Bowl's coming up. Joe Klein is can help you out. You got a got some options for us for Sunday?
Oh, I think.
What's the go-to?
The go-to is the play that they ran to Mike Garrett.
I was talking about the go-to for food.
For when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl against the Vikings.
Nobody remembers
cross
that.
Power trap. We're going to matriculate the ball down the field.
Oh, good times.
You got to have something.
What's your go-to for Super Bowl Sunday? Oh, you pull pork?
Yeah, I mean, I like our – we got great wings. We got really good wings.
Never heard you talk about those before.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're big wings.
I
had this debate yesterday with some people. I want to get both your thoughts.
Go.
Drummy or wing? Which one are you? What do you prefer? You get the little drumsticks, or you get the wing wings.
I like the wing wings.
I do too.
Well, you know,
I hate to eat them in public because I clean them.
Oh, I do too, and that's one scrape and go.
Yeah, I mean, I put the whole thing in. Yep. I get because I don't, and I mean that, and I'm like, people are like looking at me like I'm, you know, the guy from Shrek.
Yeah, you're an ogre.
Ogre.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
He's like an onion. He has layers. He's
I like
Joe
drums.
Klein.
I'm a
drummy guy.
Yeah.
See? Headband sat here yesterday in that very seat and tried to tell me that he could scrape a drummy the same way most people scrape wings like Joe does. I don't think it can be done.
Ooh, that'd be hard.
I think you have to have an extra set of teeth, and I can't do it.
It depends on the size of the drum, too.
I think if you even did a small drummy, it's almost impossible. Unless you have, like, a rotation to it, if you have a really special technique. Anyway, all this is boring.
Let's I would recommend on. Wings and some barbecue pork nachos.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Or some barbecue chicken nachos.
Nachos changes everything.
That's an underutilized item. I love barbecue nachos.
That takes you
the whole new level.
And get you a nice glass of water to wash it down.
Water
with.
And lime and lemon. There's water in there. All right, here we go. I'm trying to find an appropriate song for a list of food. Matt, what's a good one? Oh, you know what? I got a perfect one. We just played what? We just played Weird Al.
Eat It?
Yes. Give me a little Eat It. Joe is not a.
I know Eat It. I didn't know that was Weird Al.
He also performed this live in concert.
White Nerdy is one of the greatest songs in the history of the world. It's better than the original. This one is not.
Yeah, this is bad.
Great video, though.
Super Bowl Sunday, busiest day of the year for pizza restaurants. Over 1 billion chicken wings will be consumed this coming Sunday. 14 billion hamburgers. I've never had a hamburger, I don't think, on Super Bowl Sunday.
I don't think so either.
I've had a lot of pizza probably on Super Bowl Sunday. I've never had a hamburger, I don't think. At least not during the game. So here's a few items that you might be interested in knowing about the disgusting consumption we take in as Americans. Almost $92 million is the average amount of money generated by a Super Bowl city. I saw the number on what New York, New Jersey is expected to make, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but that's the average. Consumers in the U.S. spend well over $50 billion with a B dollars on food in the 4 days leading up to the big game. $50 billion. 1.23 billion wing portions are consumed during the weekend of the Super Bowl.
Wow.
If you lay those chicken wings end to end, they'd stretch between San Francisco and Baltimore 27 times. The National Restaurant Association has concluded that the Super Bowl Sunday is the busiest day of the year for pizza restaurants.
I don't get that.
I've eaten pizza on Super Bowl Sunday, but I prefer other things.
I haven't.
Papa John's and their bad commercials with Peyton Manning. Pizza
they got a
Hut,
new one coming out. You know
it's not going to make it right. And Domino's will sell twice as many pies as they do on any other day. So there you go.
Joe Montana's in it.
Okay, well, that makes it more palatable. I would say that if you put a Papa John's Peyton Manning commercial back-to-back with an Ice Cube Coors Light commercial, my head might explode.
Matt Stell's might, too.
Horrible.
Potato chips, the third most popular Super Bowl snack behind pizza and wings. An astounding 14,500 tons of potato chips will be eaten on Super Bowl Sunday. Are you a potato chip or a tortilla chip guy on Sunday?
No, I'm a Fritos scoop.
There you go.
What are you scooping?
Scoops?
The big scoops.
Bean dip, maybe?
The barbecue
big,
pork?
The big Frito.
But what are you scooping with your Frito? What?
Cheese dip?
Whatever you want.
You're a French onion guy, aren't you?
Nah, not really.
What do you like?
I like the seven-layer.
Oh, seven-layer dip is fire.
Oh, man.
I'm with you. Look out. Thing. Dana! Joe's eating the bean dip again!
There better be wings, better be chicken, nachos, barbecue nachos, and some seven-layer dip, or there's going to be trouble.
Can't help you on your Weather Channel, but I can get you the other stuff.
Oh, the Weather Channel being out is...
Super Bowl is the second biggest grilling weekend of the year. What's number one?
The grilling weekend of the
4th of July.
It's got to be, yeah.
Very good, mint tie. An estimated 14 billion hamburgers will be served up at parties across the country. Seriously, if you are eating cheeseburgers on Super Bowl Sunday... You are amateur hour. Get your act together. You're an embarrassment to Super Bowl eaters everywhere. You cannot be serving up cheeseburgers on Super Bowl Sunday. That is embarrassing.
What's wrong with cheeseburgers?
I love cheeseburgers. That's not a Super Bowl Sunday treat. That's a 4th of July treat.
Okay. Because you're supposed to be outside grilling with that. This Super Bowl is an indoor party.
Yes, thank you, Matt. Especially around here. An estimated 69 million pounds of avocados consumed on Super Bowl Sunday.
Ooh, guaca. Moly.
Yes.
That's what I scoop.
Money,
I like
money.
Scoop.
You like a corn chip into the guac?
Absolutely.
Oh, Joe Klein.
Why
not? You're a mystery wrapped in an enigma. I got some recipes for Super Bowl snacks here, but I'm not going to read them to you on the air. A few other items. An average person would have to run 49 football fields to burn off just two handfuls of potato chips.
Don't tell me that.
Unless you're Joe Klein. That's like 12 steps. No big deal.
I resemble that.
An average person would have to do the wave 6,389 times to burn off six loaded potato skins. To burn off half of a stuffed crust bacon sausage pepperoni pizza.
Say that again.
To burn off one half of a stuffed crust bacon sausage pepperoni pizza, the average person would have to perform 299 touchdown dances. Each would have to be 15 to 20 seconds long. So for your purposes, Joe, about 600 because you're going to eat the whole pizza. And last but not least, the average person... would have to play football for 59 minutes, almost one full hour, with no bench time to burn off six honey barbecue wings with dipping sauce.
Just six?
That's what it says. It's disappointing. Whoops. I turned off Weird Al.
Man.
All right, Whiteout tonight. Be there at the Jack, and if you want to pick up some barbecue nachos, are you guys open on Super Bowl Sunday?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Go over to Corky's $3 drafts, half off cheese dip, 3 o'clock on. And then put on your white suit. Don't put on your white suit.
Oh, you're talking about today for 3 o'clock on.
3 o'clock on, dollar drafts.
Hey, you're buying pregame party tonight before we go
for
the whiteout.
Don't wear your white suit with the dollar draft and cheese dip.
I was going to say, in that case,
in the car.